Well, I don't know how our time is. Casey, how are we doing on time?
Good. It's
so we have a little segment we call Behind the Curtain.
Oh.
Are we like Fatty? We're podcasting with pants off?
Could be.
Okay.
Sitting on a special chaya.
Special chaya.
I'm sitting on a special chaya with my pants off. Yes, exactly. And no underwear, of course. But so in this particular little episode...
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So we have a little segment we call Behind the Special Chaya with My Pants Off.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4223. The BFO for Thursday, the 11th of April, 2024. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A new show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day, and that includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, squirrelers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you squirrelers today. Big Fatty, is that because everybody's out trying to collect collect nuts? No. But y'all, just a quick little story before we get started here today. Y'all, I'm out on the morning nipple walk, and anyway... You know what? I'm gonna save it for when we talk about my day. Big Fatty, all right, play some music and then tell the story. And there's no difference. Well, there's a difference for me. Ah, Big Fatty, old people, they're stuck in their ways.
Fatty plays. He takes nipper walks around the neighborhood and hangs out with all of the gays. Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends, and then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves a puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, we're back to singing about collecting nuts. Again, we'll get to that in a minute. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, we went over to Shady Patch, the Nip Drove, and y'all just had a nice dinner. Y'all, the lady who had been in physical therapy, y'all, she was back, but her sister was in town, so she did not join us for supper, but we got to see her, and she seemed to be in pretty good spirits, and... Anyway, y'all, they changed the menu for the month, and y'all, first of all, the Nip had a special meatloaf sandwich. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, don't let your meatloaf, Big Fatty had something new. Y'all, it was a wedge solid. Not your typical wedge solid. It was a wedge of iceberg lettuce with strawberries and blueberries and Bafran and blue cheese crumbles. And it was supposed to have sunflower seeds, but evidently the squirrels or the birds must have eaten the sunflower seeds because I didn't see any of them. And then I got the blue cheese dressing. Y'all, it was absolutely delicious. So if you're looking for a little variation on a wedge solid. You might give that one a try. Some strawberries and blueberries and bacon and blue cheese. You're just adding strawberries and bacon, and definitely want to leave off the tomatoes and any kind of onions or anything like that. Oh yes, because that's just Belk City, and it was delicious. But y'all, we were done. We were done earlier than normal. I was home. I had brushed the teefies and gotten into my lounging gob, and y'all, all before the before sitting down to watch the CBS Evening News with Miss Nora O'Donnell. I think I speak for Crooked Hat in saying that's one of my favorites because it has a lot of brass. And you know, Crooked Hat puts the brass in brass. I mean, I don't know what I mean. And y'all, then of course I watched the Jeopardy. Y'all, it was the Jeopardy Invitational Tournament. And y'all, it's over. It's over. It ended on Tuesday night. They had a two-game winner, and Hump Day night, y'all. They're back to regular Jeopardy. Just three nobodies. Big Fatty, there's a returning champion. Well, but you know there is a returning champion, but I doubt that anybody remembers who the hell they are. But regular Jeopardy, y'all. I thought it had seen the meat. As they say, yeah, Big Fatty has seen the meat. Y'all, I don't know what that means, but I know it means it's something's not good. And y'all, my old aunt used to say that. That was the Orange Hat's older sister. You have seen the meat, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, does that have anything about those squirrels and the nuts? So I watched that, and turned on the sports ball. The Hatlanta Braves were playing, I did not stay up late enough to see who won, so I'm just going to go over here and see if I can find it over on the ESPN. See where's the scores? Big Fatty, you're not prepared. Well, that's okay. Because this is something that interests me, and I want to find out the thing. Yes, Big Fatty, find out the thing. There's it's showing that they're gonna play. they're gonna play today. Let's just go over here, MLB. And let's go back to Tuesday. All right, there we go. And now it's going to tell me that where is it? Big Fatty? Well, seriously, where is it? There it is. The Atlanta Braves did win. They won 6-5. Big Fatty, that was worth going to see then. It's true. And y'all, it was the Mets. And you know, The Braves and the Mets are mortal enemies, kind of like those Phillies. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. The Braves, hey, hate a cheesesteak. Slept like a baby. I was out like a light. And, I didn't get up till about 7:20. Miss Gail King, as you know, waits for no one. She waited not for me. I got up and I had my coffee, read the paper, had a blueberry bagel for my breakfast, did my puzzles, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk, did the big circle, came back, Y'all, I had a little snack while I watched a little bit of The Price is Right, and then I was off to the Sam's Club. Y'all had to get some provisions for right night. So y'all, I picked up some things. Y'all, one of the things I picked up, they had, you know, I told you young Jonathan came and helped, he didn't help, he did it, change the filter, which is way up high. Dr. Stone used to get nosebleeds when he would go up there and change it for me. But change the filter for the heating and air conditioning system, y'all, is just as dirty as Myrtle. Big Fatty, I hadn't heard about her in a while. Well, she's still just as dirty as ever. Y'all, so they had a 4-pack, y'all, it was on sale. It was $4 off, but y'all, the 4-pack was $35. Y'all, when did filters get so expensive? And I thought, have I made a mistake in buying those here at the Sam's Club? Because you had to buy a package of 4. So I said, well, I'm going to retain my receipt, and if I find them cheaper, significantly cheaper, I'll take these back and get a credit to my charger plate. But from there, y'all went and got Ruby Red washed, and then I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Betty! Yes, Big Betty, we hear it, y'all, as I do on Hump Day, went to the Von's East, y'all. They had the good Thomas's English Muffins, buy one, get one free, so I got the buttermilk flavored, y'all, try those, they're real good, y'all. I needed lactate, fat-free milk. Y'all, check the date on the jug. It's good through June the 2nd. Y'all, I'm telling you, the lactose-free, its shelf life is forever. Y'all, they also have the lactose-free sour cream, so I picked up a bucket of that. Y'all picked up, they have the ground butterball turkey. On sale, buy one, get one free. Got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the good Keebler Vienna Fingers. The cookeries, the Vienna Fingers. Buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, they had a blue cheese dressing. A jar of that on sale. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Y'all picked up a couple of more boxes of the Green Giant Antioxidant Blend. Frozen vegetables. Got an onion. Y'all, and I got a couple of bags of that Mikata Ginger Solid Kit. I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Pillsbury, break and bake cookeries. They had the peanut butter cookeries, so I thought I'd get one of those. Y'all, they had some Hatfield Cherry Wood Smoked Bafran. Buy one, get one free. Got one of those. Picked up a package of cube steak. Y'all, they had the good Emerald Honey Roasted Peanuts and the Salted Peanuts. Buy one, get one free. So, I got 4 bags of those. Y'all had a coupon for lactate ice cream, so I got that. Y'all picked up a navel orange. They were on sale this week. Gonna put some of that in with a slice of orange, navel orange in with some sangria. Delicious. Y'all, they had the Jeff peanut butter. Buy one, get one free, so I got a jar of that. And y'all, they have the good the delicatessen, if you will, Mardi Gras seasoned wings. They were on sale, and y'all, they're real good. They're nice and flavorful and everything. And I also picked up a oh, big Fatty, you ran out of music. I did. I picked up a sleeve of the Greenwise Sourdough English Muffins. Y'all, when Alex and Brandon visited, I don't know, it's been a year or so ago, I served that at Brofka's, and Brandon was like, oh, these are good. I said, yes, they're from the Von's East. And anyway, y'all, I spent $77.76, but I saved $48.89. Big Fatty, use it to buy some more music. I will, maybe I will. But y'all, getting back to why you're square. Anyway, I got home, put away my provisions, ate some of the Mardi Gras wings, and but y'all, the reason you are squirrels today is because y'all, first of all, when I woke up, Big Fatty, don't you need a bumper for this? Well, yeah, I guess I do.
It's Fatty's colon content report. It's Fatty's colon content report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us about the size, color, and general nature of the shit in your large intestine, because there's virtually nothing else we don't know about you. It's Fatty's colon content report. Tell us about your shit. Christ, I have got to find some kind of way to stay busy. Isn't there a bag of groceries that needs delivering, or maybe a taxi that needs driving? Unbelievable.
Dick, I see y'all. That, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before bumper. And y'all, when I woke up at 7:20 a.m. in the morning, I not only did I have to TT, I had to both sissy and boom boom. Y'all, this is unheard of. And y'all, needless to say, the gates of Big Fatty, the gates of your colon, y'all, they opened wide, and Big Fatty was feeling 10 pounds lighter. But y'all, when I went out on my morning nipple walk, y'all, as I came back by the villa, I'm going, and y'all, I came back in, and the gates opened again. Y'all, let's just put it this way. You combine the two of them, you'd swear the circus was in town. And anyway, y'all, but as I'm coming in, you know, I have a little basket of treats and like some bottled water and candies and crackers and things sitting on the porch. And y'all, one of the bottles of water is laying over on the table there. And I'm going, well, what the heck is that all about? So y'all, while I was re-emptying the gates of the colonic gates, y'all, I looked at the camera. Y'all, there's a squirrel. A squirrel came up, and it grabbed the bottle of water, and it was too heavy, so it threw it back. And, y'all, then it stole some crackers. And so, y'all, those are not available anymore. So, y'all, that's pretty much been my day. Okay, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, just before I went on the air, y'all, I checked in with DJ Ron just to see how his recovery is going. And needless to say, he's not lost his sense of humor. I said, how's the recovery coming along? And he says, oh, you caught me with my naked legs in the air. But at my age, all that means is I'm a flow rider guy in shorts in my recliner. He says recovery is slow, but there's a little progress every day. And so that's good. Glad to hear that. Y'all, speaking of DJ Ron, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the enormous little show. And guys,
so we have a little segment we call Behind the Special Chair with My Pants Off.
Well, maybe you should record an April little show and tell us more about that. Yes, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.